All right. Well, I want to thank everybody for being here today. First of all, welcome to Texas Motor Speedway in the Auto Trader Echo Park Automotive 500. Going to have a great day today. And for those of you who were here last year, the weather is quite a bit better than we had to deal with last year. It's not Wednesday. So we'll get started here. These two gentlemen, even though they don't need any introduction, I will give them just a little bit. They're here for a very special program that's coming out. There are a total of 10 men who have won a Heisman Trophy and been enshrined into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, accomplishments so rare and elite. More men have walked on the moon than have won a Heisman and been enshrined into the Hall, the H2H legends. Two of them are here today. Tony Dorsett, who pretty much everybody knows here, did a little bit of football here over the day. Heisman Trophy 1976, enshrined into the Pro Football Hall of Fame 1994. And local legend Tim Brown, Heisman 1987, Pro Football Hall of Fame in 2015. They are part of a new documentary that's coming out called The Perfect 10. In production, being produced and directed by NFL Films in partnership with the Hall of Fame. Brown is also serving as an executive producer on the film. So, gentlemen, we've got you here today as the co-grand marshals for our race. First of all, we'll start with you. We'll start with you, Tony. The fact is, you've been here a part of Dallas and the Dallas Cowboys forever. Your thoughts on being here at Texas Motor Speedway for this today's event?
I got a test to talk. Well, I want to say I'm somewhat honored. I'm honored to be here. For them to pick me as one of the persons to come here and be a part of this day. I've been watching NASCAR racing for a long time. Started back out in Pennsylvania when I was a little kid up in PA, right outside of Pittsburgh, and now I'm here today to be at a race. I've been to a few races, but it's always good to be somebody that's taking a part in such a outstanding sport. So I'm just glad to be here.
Great to have you here, Tim. I was told the other day you actually have a little history on the NASCAR side, some possible involvement. Would you talk to folks about that?
I tried. I retired in 2005, and at my retirement speech, I actually made the announcement that I was going to be, going into NASCAR and trying to start a team. And we almost got it done. Roush Racing. I was working with Roush and those guys, Tori and those guys over there, and it was got close. But the financial crash of 2008 killed me. And so we stepped away, but I'm very happy to see guys getting involved now. The minorities who are involved with NASCAR, I think, is obviously a little bit overdue, but glad to see these guys having a good time. And got a chance to meet Bubba today, and glad to see him out here and making things happen.
Now talk about what the other reason why you're here. You're here as the Grand Marshals, but also this documentary.
Yeah.
Talk about what it means to and your involvement in this program and just what the fans are going to see with this documentary.
Yeah, so in 2015, when I was literally on my way to my induction speech, a buddy of mine came up to me and said, "Hey, do you know that you're only the ninth guy to be inducted?" And I was like, "It must be 30 guys who have done that." I couldn't believe that it was only nine. And literally on a bus to the enshrinement, I Googled it up, and Google only had eight guys because they hadn't added me at that time. And I was a little surprised by that. So, we got together afterwards and just thought, man, what an incredible legacy we've left on the field. Let's see what we can do off the field. Let's see if we can partner with some companies. And, at that time, a lot of natural disasters and all that kind of stuff was happening. And, let's see if we can, partner with and let's put our names out there. Let's, let's go do some good and let's leave a legacy off the football field. So with that, we sort of got going. And then I like to say this guy named Blue, came around and said, "Hey, look, that's great what you guys want to do as far as the community, but it can also be a brand." And that's when the idea of a documentary came about, The Perfect 10, adding Charles Woodson just this year. Doesn't look like we're going to have another one for a while. So so it may just be the perfect 10. But so, yeah, it's been great.
Gotcha. Well, we'll open it up to some questions. If you would, raise your hand. We've got Shannon in the back that's got a microphone. And just if you state your name and your affiliation, we'll get this thing started. Any questions? Bob?
Bob Pockers, Fox Sports. I have a couple for Tony. One of our commentators did a best player from every state in college football, and you were the best player from Pennsylvania. So I'm curious, who is also good from Pennsylvania that you think? Like, and do you feel like, yes, I am the best?
Yes.
Well, what do you expect me to say? Yes, I am the man. Being in Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania is pretty good for high school sports and football in particular. And I had a chance to get involved in football at a real early age. I had four older brothers who were all outstanding high school football players. And I never dreamed that, I'd be a Heisman Trophy winner. I never dreamed that I'd go to college. You know, my four older brothers, so only two of them went to college, and they stayed for a very short time. So I thought my thing was going to be, growing up after getting out of high school, was to go into J&L Steel Mill, out of all places. You know, that's what kids, when you were growing up and coming out of high school, the big thing was to go get a job in J&L Steel Mill where your dad or your older brothers or somebody else were working. And that's the thing. That was my whole thing. You know, I never thought football was going to be what it became to me. As a kid growing up, I was very small. I was a freshman at the University of Pittsburgh. I was 160 pounds. So I for me to be able to accomplish the things and do the things that I did on the football field, I've been a very blessed man, and I always thank the Lord for blessing me and taking good care of me, because, you know, at that size, I just never thought that, you know, I would last as long as I did.
The start for Dak Prescott the season.
What was that question?
What do you think about the start that Dak Prescott has had this season?
Well, you know, I'm a big Dak Prescott fan. You know, I I'm not glad to see him healthy. I want to see him do well. Everything he does, it seems to be on spot. He's doing good things for the community. He's doing good things for the team. And, I have nothing but the utmost respect for Dak. And I've met him on several occasions. He's quite a gentleman. And I'm just hoping and praying that, you know, the good Lord blesses him with a long, outstanding career.
Dawn Hall with Track Smack Radio. I'm way over here. Question for Tim and for Tony. Tim, I know your history here in NASCAR and starting, you know, with the diversity programs and stuff a long time ago. How important is it? You've got guys like Emmett Smith now who are mm-hmm. joining in as well and working up here with our local driver. How important is it, do you think, for guys like yourself, and maybe even we can wrangle Tony up here to get involved as well up here with our Dallas associations here? We had Roger, we had Troy. Why don't you know? You need to jump on board this bandwagon here. How important is it, though, in your eyes?
I told Emmett just the other day we were talking about this. I say, oh yeah, when I came to you in 2005, it was not a good idea, but all of a sudden today, it is. But no, I get that. I understand. But, no, it's just great. You know, I mean, look, we did a lot of studies in the minority community in 2005 and 2006 that said that the minorities would support this. If they felt welcome here at the races, they would support it. And with that was the reason why we went forward, because we thought that, we could bring a little change, and not really change, but just add to what was going on at NASCAR. I mean, so at that particular time, if we would have got it done, I think it would have been a fantastic thing. But I understand, timing is everything, and now, you got some big heavy hitters, with Michael and Emmett and those guys. So I wish them well, and I may be involved a little bit with what they are doing, and looking forward to it. You know, coming back here, I hadn't been to a race in years, and that feeling of, man, I wish I could, you know, got this done. Certainly came back, but just great to be here and, you know, be a part of what's happening.
I'll ask you a question, gentlemen. You know, your careers have all been about, since you've been high school, preparation. Mm-hmm. You prepared to get to one step to the next. How have you prepared for probably the biggest day of your lives, saying, gentlemen, start your engines, to start off the Auto Trader Echo Park Automotive 500?
Look, don't get Tony started because, I'm trying to get on his rhythm, and he's changed it three times already today. So, I heard there's going to be a cue card out there to make sure we don't forget the words or whatever. But, no, I'm really looking forward. I didn't get that opportunity. I thought I would way back in the day, but I never did. So this is going to be great.
Yeah, I'm kind of thrilled to be at the track here, to be able to get out there and say, gentlemen, start your engines. I'm kind of looking forward to that. I had a chance to do it once before, it's always good to, you know, to be to have a guy, you know, like two football players like crossing over to the track. And to be out here, being involved, and trying to just enjoy ourselves. So the main thing for me is just being here and just trying to support the drivers.
That's great.
I'm hoping I don't see any, crashes.
We'll do our best on that one. Gentlemen, I want to thank you for your time. Appreciate you being here. Oh, sorry, we do have one more question. Go ahead.
Kenny Nagunst with 806 Sports Radio. Both of you guys, the offensive lineman of NASCAR is the pit crew. If you're going to be a pit crew person, would you be a tire changer? Would you be a jackman? Each of you, which position would you play?
I would be whoever is not going to get hit by the lug nuts and all that stuff. That's who I would be. So I don't know if that guy would be way back. I've spent some time in the pit during races, and it's chaotic, and for those guys to do what they do, I believe is unbelievable. And we were talking about that earlier, that these guys have to be incredible athletes. I mean, to be able to do what they do, because to move what they move in such a short time and to get it done so efficiently is really amazing.
Anyone else?
I agree too with Tim. You know, to do what they do in the time frame that they have to do it in, it's pretty amazing, man, to see those guys going out there. I don't think you could have a football player change a shoulder pads that fast. I mean, it's amazing what they do with four tires out there in a short time frame.
Any others? Looks like we're good. Gentlemen, really appreciate you being here. And I know you've been greatly honored by the Hall of Fame, by the winning your Heismans, but we want to know want you to know that when you come back, both of your names will be on the Texas Motor Speedway Wall of Fame.
Wow.
So you got that.
Wow.
Gentlemen, thank you very much.
All right, thank you. Appreciate you.
Thank you.